Kiss, podcast numéro 7, le 6 août 2005.
Wanted the best. You've got the best. The hottest podcast in the world. All Kiss.
Bonjour à tous. Bienvenue au Kiss Podcast. Hey everybody, welcome back. This is Dion bringing you another edition of the Kiss Podcast. Now you guys are probably thinking why it took me so long to do a new show. Well, I am going to explain it all to you during the show. I'm very excited to say that, yeah, it has something to do with me getting a new job. And I've been really busy about that, but yeah, I'll tell you all about it later. But yeah, I'm really glad to talk to you again. Yeah, if there were any doubts among you whether I would go on with doing the Kiss Podcast, let me tell you that I'm really committed in doing this Kiss Podcast. You know, I really love it, but yeah, I had to do something in between. You know, sometimes life gets in the way. But yeah, as you can probably hear, I invested in some new recording equipment. which hopefully sounds good. I'm going to experiment a little bit with it during the show. And we'll see how it goes. I booked a trip to Nottingham in the United Kingdom. That's England, baby. To visit the KISS Expo, which is going to be held there. And I hope to be doing some reporting from there. I'm really excited about it. So you see, I'm really committed into doing the show. So let's get on with it. This show, number 7, is actually the French KISS special, which I've been talking about in past shows. And putting the show together took quite some time. And I had a lot of help from Fred Ferrer from the Diamond Noir website, Black Diamond, as we say in English, website, supplying me with songs and handling permissions. And the song you hear in the background is actually a French-produced song, which I'm going to be telling you about during the show. This first song I'm going to play is by a band called Finky Pie. The guys from that band have been KISS fans for a long time, since the Dynasty album. And they're from Paris, I think. It's a little hard to read their French website. I'm not so good in French. But because they love the Dynasty album so much, they did a cover of Hard Times, and here is Finky Pie.
Rockin' your world. The KISS Podcast. www.kisspodcast.com.
Yeah!
All right, Finky Pie. Now, the bass player of Finky Pie is Scott Rames. He is the big Kiss fan in the band, and probably due to his influence, the band did a cover, a Hard Time cover, and his favorite Kiss album is actually Dress to Kill. Now, about the French Kiss special that you're going to hear this show. It's actually, I've collected all these songs that have something to do with France. Every song I'm going to play has something to do with France. Either it was recorded in France or done by French artists, something like that. And the next track I'm going to play for you is, it's actually more than, it's from 1976. When Kiss first toured Europe, they played in the Olympia Theater in Paris, France. And it was on May 22nd, it was my birthday. That's May 22nd. And the funny thing about this show is that it was a 3 o'clock in the afternoon performance. And that was due to the fact that Kiss wanted to see Jerry Lewis perform in Paris. And all these comments I got out of the book Kiss Alive Forever, by the way, which is actually a fantastic book. It's almost the complete touring history of Kiss, done by Kurt Gooch and Jeff Such. Of course, the latest tours are not in there, but I'm sure when the time is right, they will make a supplement for it. And what else can I say about the gig in Paris? They were staying at the Grand Hotel right across the street from the Paris Opera House. And it was in walking distance of the venue. So the whole band and the whole crew walked to the gig. This next song is actually a pretty rare song. You probably don't hear it very much played on any of the Kiss tours. It's actually from the album Destroyer, and this one is called Flaming Youth.
This is from our new album, Destroyer.
Yeah, that's what I said. You tell him, Paul.
It's called Flaming Youth. Yeah.
to long success is you have to do things because you love what you're doing.
Kiss is a jealous mistress. It demands all your time.
And this is the Kiss Podcast.
Now, that was something different, kind of like a techno ministry type style there. This song is actually part of a three-song project. It's a rare cover project, which is called The Soul Lives in Berlin. And it was done a couple of years ago in 1997 by Cyril Laurent. And I really have no idea why what these songs have to do with Berlin, but the story apparently goes that Cyril He woke up in the middle of the night a few years back, and he heard that sentence on TV, and apparently he wanted to call a project that he wanted to do with the Kiss covers. He wanted to call it that, The Soul Lives in Berlin. And this one was actually one of the three songs of that project, and later in the show I'm going to be playing the other two. But first I'm going to play a song by Union. Now this song was included on a CD which was part of a promotional giveaway by Hard Force magazine, and that was in 1998, a couple of years back. And this song was actually recorded live and acoustically for Radio Force 4 on April 5th in Paris. And it's got Bruce and it's got John Corabi on it. And it's called Love, I Don't Need It Anymore. And to help Bruce count off the song, I'll just go 1, 2, 3, 4.
we feature just one band.
Viva! To the things a sense to do.
Just one band.
In the firehouse. Woo! Yeah!
Just one band.
So call me Doctor. They call me Doctor.
What else is there? Kiss. You're listening to the Kiss Podcast. www.kisspodcast.com.
Thank you. Stanley.
And I'm Gene Simmons.
And you are listening to the KISS Podcast. Rock and roll just the way you like it. All KISS.
Now, I'm really, really so glad to report that I have a new job. Yeah, that's right. That is one of the reasons that why it took so long for me to upload a new podcast show. Let me just explain to you why, and then I'll get into some detail about this new job. I have been working freelance for quite some time now, and yeah, as you might imagine, that's really hard to do when you got a 16-month-old baby running around the house. And yeah, that's why it was necessary for me to go look for a steady job. And yeah, I've been doing that the past couple of, 4 or 5 months. And yeah, I thought it wasn't going anywhere. So I made a decision about a month and a half ago that I would be working full-time on my personal portfolio website. And because that actually takes quite a lot of time to do, I decided to put everything aside for just a little while and just concentrate on my portfolio site to present myself the best way possible for possible new bosses for me to present myself. And fortunately enough, I got a job, and it was even before I finished my new portfolio website. So that was quite lucky. And I'm going to be working for a public broadcasting company here in the Netherlands. They're located in Hilversum, in a really big building. Nice architectural design building. The company I'm going to be working for is known in Holland as the KRO. That's KRO, Katholieke Radio Omroep, or in English, Catholic Radio Broadcasting Company. And they're one of the oldest public broadcasting companies here in the Netherlands. They're founded in 1925, I think. And I'm going to be working there as an internet web developer, interaction designer, whatever you want to call it. And I'm really excited about this new job. And I'm going to start this coming Monday. So wish me luck. I'll probably be telling you a little bit more about it during the coming shows. But I really had to put a couple of things aside, including the KISS podcast and including some other things, such as designing the new website for Yope, for the KISS Collector Fan Club, and a couple of other important things, because the money has to come in. It's really important that you have a good job, and that you can provide for your family. And that was just not going very well, because I had to spend a lot of time raising my my little girl, which of course is very nice, but of course you have to pay the bill. So I hope you understand. I really am sorry that it took so long for me to upload a new KISS podcast. I also have to catch up on some correspondence. But I'm sure that will work out now that this new show is finally done. Number 8 is almost done as well. I've been working really hard to give you guys some new material. So back to this show. This is another song from the Soul Lives in Berlin project. Here is She.
Got any idea of switching channels? Don't.
Don't go away. We'll be right back
with more of the KISS Podcast. www.kisspodcast.com.
It is time for the KISS test.
Yeah, this one is the new KISS test. But first, let me give you the answers to the last KISS test, number 6. The first song we played was It's My Life from the KISS box set, disc number 5. Second song, Keep Me Waiting, Wicked Lester version from KISS box set, disc number 1. And the last song was Don't You Hesitate from the KISS box set, number 2. And here's a special message for you.
Hi, this is KISS fan Kevin Waft of Miami, Florida, USA. You are listening to the KISS Podcast.
All right, Kevin, thanks a lot for sending in that audio comment. I really appreciate those things. And if you guys want to send me an audio comment, just email it to kisspodcast@gmail.com. Now, we're going to do something different here at the Kiss Test. It's the same principle as the last Kiss Test, you know, three songs, but with a slight twist. So get ready, because here's number one.
Number two. Number three.
So, if you know the answers to this week's Kiss Test, just send me an email to dion@kisspodcast.com and I'll give you a mention on the new Kiss Test, number 8, next show. I'd like to give a mention to the last winners of the Kiss Test. They are Tommy from Richmond, Virginia in America. There are Eric from Tampa, Florida in America, and Martin from Belgium. So, a really big thanks to Kiss fan Kevin Warhaft for the audio comment. And of course, if you want to send one in too, that can be arranged. Just email me at kisspodcast@gmail.com, the special MP3 submission email address. And yeah, if you have any good ideas on what Kiss songs to include in the next Kiss Test, also send me an email. And if you would like to check out more backwards played songs, you can check out the Backtracks podcast at backtrackspodcast.com. Those are, by the way, the tracks that are being played on Adam Curry's Daily Source Code. So I'll put a link to it in the show notes if you're interested. And yeah, like I said before, if you want to email me some stuff, or if you want to just send me an audio comment, you know, do something crazy, hook a microphone up to your computer, just record the audio file and send them off to kisspodcast@gmail.com. and well, that's about it. So let's get back to the show. Rock on.
We now return to our regular broadcast.
This is the Kiss Podcast. All Kiss, all the time.
When nobody's looking, I still put the makeup back on in my room.
Mine.
Yeah.
So I really hope you like the new equipment I'm using. I bought a really small mixer. It's from Behringer. It's, what's the number? Wait. UB1002FX, and it's a really small mixer. When I bought it, I hadn't seen it, how do you say that, live, you know. I only seen pictures of it on the internet, and yeah, when I put it out of the, when I took it out of the box, it was actually really small. It fits in two hands, but yeah, it's a really powerful machine. And I also bought a condenser microphone, also from Behringer, which is the B1, and I'll be putting links to the products in the show notes if you want to check it out, if you want to do some recording or podcasting of your own. And this mixer is really cool. I can do a couple of things with it. I have to dig into all the features, but I can slide the volume down like this, you know. I can keep talking, but you won't hear anything. So, what else can I do? Let's see. I can do some effects, like echo, for instance, like this. You know, wah wah wah. Yeah, that's a lot of effects actually on this machine. It's actually brand new. It was released was actually showcased at NAMM this year, and released in the second quarter of 2005. And it's the special FX model. It has all these effects built into it, but I have to look into it. All these new features are new to me, so I'll be boring you with it the next show probably. But I hope you like it. If you have some comments to make on this new sound, if I'm doing anything wrong with it, or maybe just a little bit too much echo or reverb or whatever, just email me and let me know. Wait, this is the the echo button. Yeah, there we go. There's the echo. You see, I'm really new to this thing, so but I'm learning. Hopefully in the next KISS podcast, I'll get it right. Speaking of the next KISS podcast, I bought a plane ticket, which I will be using to fly to Nottingham and visiting the United Kingdom KISS Expo, which is going to be held there. And I was going to the other one as well, but that one got cancelled. And fortunate for me, because that was held in the same weekend, I can now attend a Dutch KISS party, which is going to be in Dordrecht here in the Netherlands on September 10th. And this is going to be a really special show with some special performance of KISS This. And I will go into it in the next KISS podcast. If you want to attend, just visit the link that I will put up in the show notes. To Larry's website. He's got all the specifics on that party in Dordrecht. To get back to the UK Expo, bought a plane ticket. It was only €6, fortunately for me, so that was really cheap. And now I only have to find a hotel near the venue. And I'm really looking forward to it. You know, it's a big expo. And that will be happening in the next KISS podcast. How long is it? 53 minutes into it already. All right, I'll close down the show. And of course, I really have to thank Fred Verheer from the Diamant Noir website for helping me put together the show. Thanks, Fred, for supplying me with the songs. Really appreciate it. And everybody else that helped. Sending me the live tracks. Really, really appreciate it, guys. So keep the songs coming. You know, if you have anything interesting, if you want to do country special of your own country, just email me. You know, I'm open for everything. Keep the songs coming, I should say. And let's close the show. This last song is actually from a band called Karma. And they did a really special rendition of Detroit Rock City. So until the next show, rock and roll all night and party every day.
All right, people. You one of the best. You got the best. The hottest band in Nice.
Rock City. Good job. There it was.
Rockin' your world. The Kiss Podcast. www.kisspodcast.com.